Deep within a forest where sunlight rarely penetrates stands a gray cobblestone mansion perched on the tallest hill. This is the Dead Forest, a liminal space between the living and dead, home to three sister witches, Gothel, Hazel, and Primrose. Though triplets, they couldn't be more different. Pragmatic Gothel, with her raven hair, prepares to eventually take her mother's place. Ghost-like Hazel moves silently through their home like a wraith. Vibrant Primrose, with striking red hair, remains lighthearted, yearning for adventure beyond their grim surroundings. The sisters share a special understanding, an ability to sense each other's emotions without reading minds. This bond sustains them in their isolation, where they spend days exploring the forest's mausoleums and headstones. Each copes differently with their macabre surroundings. Hazel makes rubbings of ornate tombstones, Primrose hangs wishes written on red parchment from dead branches, and Gothel secretly reads her mother's magic books, dreaming of worlds beyond. Their mother, Manya, rules as the feared queen of the dead. When Gothel expresses frustration about withheld magic, Manya demonstrates her terrifying power by summoning lightning and awakening the dead from their crypts. She commands skeletal creatures to attack a nearby village that's been hoarding their dead, a glimpse of the power that awaits Gothel should she take her mother's place. Under a perfect crescent moon hanging like a sickle in the ink-black sky, Manea emerges transformed, her beautiful features twisted into something ancient and terrible. Seven village children, eyes sealed with black tar, are brought forth as sacrifices. When Primrose recoils, Manea threatens to make them suffer if she speaks. Golden light erupts as the ritual climaxes. In the conservatory-turned-sanctuary, Manea slices her palm and her daughter's flesh, combining their blood in a symbol-inscribed silver bowl. When Primrose resists, Manea forces her bleeding hand over the bowl, then raises the vessel skyward, unleashing power that transforms the heavens. Blood rains upon the forest as she binds the dead to all four of them. When Primrose collapses sobbing, Manea forces her bleeding hand over her daughter's mouth, magically choking her. She throws Hazel through a window when she intervenes. Through Gothel's horrified eyes, we witness her first crucial crossroads. Embrace this legacy of cruelty, or forge a different path. Manea shows Gothel her private conservatory of glowing Rapunzel flowers, her true inheritance. These magical, age-defying blooms must be protected. Despite lacking a flower name like her sisters, Gothel is Manea's favorite daughter. The Rapunzel flowers embody both immortality and power's corruption, each containing centuries of magical potential with ancient runes on their petals. When Manea's cruelty becomes unbearable, twisting Hazel's fingers with dark magic and stealing Primrose's voice, Gothel makes a desperate choice. To save her siblings, she threatens to burn the flowers. When Manea refuses to stop, Gothel ignites them, causing Manea to crumble to dust, her life force tied to the blooms. Gothel manages to save a single flower before fleeing. This rebellion transforms Gothel from obedient daughter to protector while planting the seeds of her own obsession with the flower's youth-preserving power. The morning after their mother's destruction, Gothel stands on the library balcony overlooking the smoldering conservatory ruins, haunted by visions of her mother turning to dust. Though guilt-ridden, she tells Hazel she saved one Rapunzel flower. Primrose agrees to share blood magic, but only so Gothel can find a spell allowing her to leave, declaring she'll depart at midnight regardless. When Gothel pleads for more time, Primrose accuses her of caring only about the ceremony, not her departure. Gothel resolves to transform their cold mansion into a home that might convince Primrose to stay. Months later, Gothel observes her traumatized sisters, who spend most days sleeping or staring blankly. She attempts to lift their spirits with winter solstice decorations and renovations, especially the octagonal morning room filled with windows and a massive solstice tree. Despite her efforts, both sisters grow increasingly pallid. Consulting the Odd Sisters, Lucinda, Ruby, and Martha, Gothel learns her sisters haven't been well since their mother's attack. The arrival of mind-reading witches Lucinda, Ruby, and Martha marks a pivotal turn in Gothel's story. These identical sisters move in unnatural synchronization, responding to unspoken thoughts and making Gothel deeply uncomfortable. Their request to share the Grand Dragon Room raises alarms. This chamber, with its elaborate dragon motifs and magical resonance, carries a dark history. Gothel's grandmother died there, and her mother avoided it completely afterward. Sir Jacob, Gothel's skeletal servant, warns of a chilling prophecy. The Dead Woods would face destruction by three witches wearing the same face. Despite Gothel's dismissal, Jacob insists the sisters seek the Rapunzel flower and ultimately Gothel's power. The sisters reveal their true nature when Hazel and Primrose mysteriously fall ill. Martha's offer of poppy tea seems generous, but her suggestion to send them to the Land of Dreams through magical means carries sinister undertones. Gothel's world collapses when her sisters fall ill. She discovers her mother's blood in a bottle with a note revealing only the Rapunzel flower can heal them, with an incantation, "Flower, gleam and glow, let your power shine." After Lucinda brings news of Hazel and Primrose's deaths, Gothel has Jacob bring their bodies to the greenhouse. She recites the incantation over the flower without success. The Odd Sisters join her, combining their magic and summoning help from witches beyond the kingdoms. Despite their efforts, her sisters convulse violently, their eyes briefly opening to plead, "Please, let us die." Black oil pours from their mouths as they thrash. Overwhelmed with grief, Gothel must be restrained. Lucinda casts her into an enchanted sleep. "Do not wake until your heart heals." Gothel sleeps for years under glass, preserved by the flower and Jacob's faithful recitations. She finally awakens as the kingdom's army approaches, seeking the flower for their ailing queen. Gothel flees with the precious flower, her sister's remains, and her mother's books. When soldiers take her flower for their pregnant queen, Gothel loses hope of resurrecting her sisters. Later, she returns with the princess whose mother consumed her flower, declaring, "This is my flower," justifying the kidnapping as retribution for the royal family destroying her kingdom and stealing her chance to revive her sisters. Gothel visits Rapunzel once daily to sing and brush her hair, always calling her "my flower." Her obsession with reviving her sisters intensifies as she gradually adopts their appearance and mannerisms. They hide Rapunzel in a tower, keeping her asleep while her magical hair grows. For years, Gothel uses the healing powers to stay young while Rapunzel sleeps in a dream world. When she awakens, events unfold as entangled, culminating in Gothel's desperate attempt to keep her flower. As Gothel ages rapidly after Rapunzel's hair is cut, she experiences her mother's fate, another victim of obsession. In Gothel's journey from devoted sister to kidnapper, we find a villain with depth whose greatest crime began with the purest intention, saving those she loved.